Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with us. You just tuned in. Welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. You're going to be glad you did, because our good buddy Sam Norwood is back in the building, so to speak. Sam is joining us to talk to us about this outstanding report that the survey that he reports on. I say outstanding. It is put together in a very outstanding way. It's assembled, collected, compiled, and processed and reported in a very outstanding way. Now, the information that he's reporting, I can't speak to that yet. That's another story. I see a lot of red on this report and not nearly enough green. But I remember the last time he was here, it was all red. So we'll see how things go. Sam is a senior partner with Tatum LLC, and once a month he joins us with this report, and we appreciate it very much. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you back. You know, I don't like all the red here, Sam, but last time you were here, there was no green on this thing.
Well, we got, you know, we do the survey of almost 1,000 partners every month, and our idea is to get a pulse of what's going on right now in our economy and as reflected in business conditions. And in the business conditions a month ago, it was the grimmest we had ever seen, all red. And let's put ourselves into situation a month ago, or a little over a month ago, because we do this right at the end of each month and publish the first of the month. So a month ago, what had happened was we were in virtual fear of a meltdown of the financial system. There was panic, and the panic was not among us as regular folks. The panic seemed to be among the people who were most knowledgeable, the Fed chairman, the Treasury.
Yeah,
and so people
who we believe know stuff we don't know.
Yeah, exactly, and so it was pretty unnerving. And so the one area of green that we're seeing now is an improvement from where we were a month ago with regard to the financial and financing conditions. Things were freezing up, and to put more perspective on it, it was right after our survey of a month ago when the bailout package got done and the governments around the world started doing things to calm what was almost a panic.
In concert, they were doing it.
Yes, they were. Coordinated efforts.
Unprecedented in concert, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, and so we backed off. Credit is, which basically froze for a while, is now beginning to thaw, you might say, and that is, relatively speaking, from a month ago, an improvement.
So that's where
our green arrows are. It's in the financing area, because it could not have gotten any worse than it was a month ago, and actually our situation with regard to financing has gotten a bit better.
Well, you know, Sam, a lot of people started talking about a recession back in December of 2007.
Yeah.
I resisted the urge to that. In fact, I predicted that there would not be a recession that began in 2008. And you may remember I said that. And along during the year, back in the second quarter or so, you and your folks started talking about that, and you started, you know, you kind of disagreed with me a little bit, and we had that discussion, and I still refused to say that we were going to have anything like that. And of course, you know, I don't know too many people who thought that AIG was going to go down. I don't think we knew how bad the market was going to be for those mortgage-backed securities. It got a lot worse. And so as a result, for the first time since really 2001, I guess, we had a negative quarter in the third quarter, didn't we? Negative growth.
Well, in the third quarter of this year, we sure did. And I think it mainly occurred in September. We monitored this month to month, and the statistics we see ultimately come out for once a quarter. And the quarter was in negative territory. We think that July and August they were really, really close.
Yeah.
But in September, definitely, we saw that recession was on, and we, a month ago, said, well, welcome to the recession of 2008-2009, and sure enough, that's the way it turns out to have been reported later, and for the fourth quarter, which we're currently in, mm-hmm. There's no question that it will be a second quarter of negative growth.
Yeah. We were already saying in August and early September that it was feeling like a recession, whether we had one or not. But I think it's okay now, folks, to go ahead and call it what it is. And now that we know that, what are we going to do about it? We'll talk about that on the other side of these messages. And what are our tools? What do we have available to us? Sam will help us with that right after these messages. 20 till. Stay with us. We're back. It's 34. No, actually not 34. It's 43 after the hour. 17 till the hour. I'm the talk show host. You can't tell time. Jim Blassingame. That's me. You know, ladies and gentlemen, you know what I always say. If you can't laugh at yourself, you're going to miss the best laughs of your life. I take every opportunity, and I have plenty of opportunities to laugh at myself. I take every opportunity to do that. I'd rather be laughing with you than watching you laugh at me. That's always my motto. Somebody who I think might agree with me is our good buddy Sam Norwood. Sam, what do you think about that?
Well, I think regardless of the situation, keeping a good sense of humor is one of the ways we help ourselves get through the day and get through life.
We're not going to get out of this thing alive, are we? We might as well have a little fun as we go through.
Absolutely.
By the way, folks, Sam is with Tatum LLC. He's the guy that brings us the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions every month. Sam, tell us a little bit about Tatum and how do we find you guys and about the report.
Well, we're an outsourced supplier of talent, particularly in the financial area and in the information systems area. Nationwide, 37 offices around the country where people, small and medium businesses mainly, hire us temporarily, part-time or full-time to help them grow their business, solve problems, and take advantage of opportunities. And the website is TatumLLC.com.
So check it out, folks, and find out more about them. It's an absolute 21st century business model that you not only should consider perhaps for your own company, but also consider modeling yours after them. I don't mean to compete with Sam. I mean, you can do something similar in your own industry. Sam, so we've established that the economic news is not good.
No.
Is it possible, Sam, that we could be in the eye of the hurricane, meaning half of it's passed over us, and we've just got the other half to go? Is it possible that we've come halfway on this thing?
My judgment is that we're just going into it.
Into the eye.
Yes, we're going into the eye because what's happened is, and let's take it in sequence. Of course, we all know housing has been in a depression now for 2 years. Automobiles now for a couple of months. And what happened in all the news that came out in the month of September, it caused such concern that people snapped shut their wallets, and retail dropped off dramatically in almost every retail sector dropped off dramatically in October. And what happens when retail dropped off, it backs up into wholesale. Wholesale slows down the orders, that backs into backlogs and manufacturing and imports and so forth. And then what's coming up is unemployment. As unemployment rises, it scares people even further, and the spiral has really just begun. And we noticed in our survey, not only were retail and wholesale the weakest during the month of October of any sector, and backlogs were rising, and expected to rise further, and the predictions of unemployment were unfavorable. So these this led to a reduction in expectations for commitments for new fixed capital, and this means a drop of confidence, and that backs into the industries of technology and so forth. So it's we found that it's in the month of October, the recession deepened and it spread so widely that it's hard to find a sector or a region that you could say was well off. It's pretty much across the board.
You know,
so
Sam,
the next 3 months, in my judgment, with a deteriorating situation, and hope that we'll reach the bottom sometime in early 2009.
You know, Sam, you're a lot younger than me, so you probably don't remember all these recessions. But I remember as far back as the run in '69.
Oh, I remember it well.
And I was laid off as a college student in '69. That's how one of the ways I remember it. And I wrote one of my pieces I wrote for my college career was on that recession. Uh-huh. So I've been involved in that one and all the ones since then. Here's where this one is different, and here's where this one is more problematic and is one of the reasons why I think it's hard to tell what's going to be the result, how long this thing's going to last. I in my lifetime, I've never seen the credit crisis that we have right now. I've never seen the credit facilities freeze up, lock up, go away, disappear, evaporate like we have now. In the past, Sam, the credit markets were always standing by, and whenever you personally or the market or the economy started getting its feet on the ground, the credit market was sitting right there ready to offer you all kinds of credit products and opportunities.
Yes.
That's not the case today, is it?
No, and I'll comment on in a minute about something that'll be make it less pronounced than in prior recessions, but for right now, credit and debt, as individuals, we as individuals have more credit card debt and second mortgages, and the mortgage amounts relative to the value of our homes has
right.
never been higher. And so there needs to be a correction in terms of our individual amounts of debt. That's got to
right.
be squeezed back to a more manageable level. It doesn't
right.
have to go to zero, but it does need to go back to a more manageable level. And and that will exacerbate the current situation.
The pendulum has swung.
We've gotten much better control of our inventories just in time, and that'll make the recession less pronounced than it otherwise
That's the biggest advantage that we have in our marketplace. But our credit pendulum swung from way too easy to now way too difficult, and we're just going to have to deal with this, ladies and gentlemen, for a little while longer. It's 10 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Hope you'll check those out. Use them to your advantage. Look for new stuff. Look for a new look completely at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Any hour now, later today, we're actually going to make this happen. So look over there at smallbusinessadvocate.com and let us know what you think about the new site. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's our good friend, senior partner with Tatum LLC, the guy who brings us the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions. Sam, you mentioned, you know, I like the way you helped us get started on what are the glass half full things that we have in our economy. You mentioned just-in-time inventory. The practice of just-in-time inventory and the technology that we now have to facilitate that, Sam, has been the single biggest reason why all the recessions since 1982 have been shorter than they could have been. I think this one's will benefit from that. Another thing that I think we're going to benefit from, Sam, is I don't think the unemployment will get as bad as it could have gotten. And here are two reasons why I think. These are my anecdotal reasons. Number one, small business owners were already underemployed. I mean, already didn't have enough people to do the jobs. So a lot of businesses are just going to kind of get back to where they, you know, where everybody can do what they can do. And small business owners are employing more and more of our workers. We don't lay off people at the drop of a hat like big business does. And that brings me to the next point, Sam. This is a time when this could be, you talk about all the cleaning out of things. This could be a time when small business owners could grow even more strong at the end of this recession that we're going in, that we're in. Because as big businesses lay off people, in the with more and more small business owners coming on who that are more capable, big businesses are going to just hire small business owners by contract to do a lot of these jobs. They're not going to hire a lot of those people back.
It's true, and brings up flexibility in ownership or
yes.
employment. Flexibility,
yes.
Which is contract for it when you can. It helps your flexibility. I think this is a time when, you know, I'm reminded of the fable about the hare and the tortoise.
Right.
The tortoise, in this case, would be the company that has been more conservatively structured on its balance sheet, less
right.
debt, maybe plodding along compared to the hare that has been go, 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 let's leverage up the balance sheet and so
mm-hmm.
forth. And the ones that are the more leveraged up are having and will have the most difficult time. And those that are more conservatively, more prudently managed are like the tortoise that will have a great advantage in this period of time, so that as the as others in your industry are scrambling to survive, if you have the resources, this is the time to pick up great people. This is the time to attack, to garner market share, and this is the time to take advantage of the strength that you have in your financial management. That's a strategic strength right now that can be used to help you emerge out of this victorious and with a bigger share of market and more successful than your previously more aggressive competitors who are now scrambling.
Sam, one of the things that's a green arrow, we got to talk about these green arrows on your
yeah.
report. Capital availability and pricing, is that getting better?
It's the concern a month ago was so horrible that it's better than it was a month ago. Is it good? No. It's still problematic. The good news is that as our government injects money into banks, it is saying to the banks, do not sit on this money. You must
right.
put it out. You must
right.
put it out.
Make it available.
And so the banks are, in fact, we believe, getting better and will get better in terms of their loosening the purse strings a bit for those companies that are creditworthy and maintain good communications with their
banks. And had the right kind of banking relationships.
That's
for their
mean.
Business, which, for in my opinion, if you're a small business, you must do business with at least one of your relationships must be with an independent community bank.
Yes. We find in our smaller businesses, in particular small and medium-sized businesses, that doing business with a small or medium-sized bank gets you what you need and are tend to be less formulaic and more personal.
Yep.
You can actually call somebody up and talk about your situation.
They actually give you credit for your character.
Yeah, exactly.
And
they
character is
you.
Not a, is not part of the formula for
yep.
For credit scoring, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Sam, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Well, I'm happy to be with you, Jim, and let's keep our eyes open for opportunity.
There you go. Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, with Tatum LLC. He'll be back next month, I promise. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.